Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to stop ignoring that buzzing sound and call Styles Electrical Concepts. For over 20 years, Styles Electrical Concepts has been serving our community. Licensed and insured, whether your job is big or small, they'll do them all. That's Styles Electrical Concepts. Give them a call at 727-871-6801 and ask them about their senior and military discounts. Again, that's Styles Electrical Concepts at 727-871-6801. That's 727-871-6801.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
For the Brian Cash Clause Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Another one in the books. So how are things going out there? Happy New Year. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's too loud. I always do that. You know, but I have band hearing, so I think I run mine lower than most. I mean, higher than most. Do you remember when you're a kid, where they would tell you to raise your hand when you can hear? And I kept raising my hand, even though I didn't hear, you know? And the lady would look at me like I was crazy. So what's the name of your business?
Name of my business is Swales Reface. I'm a certified contractor, triple board certified, and we do cabinet refacing, and it is awesome. It's half the cost of ripping out cabinets. Everybody wants a good deal. Well, at half the cost, what we do is we take the doors off your existing kitchen cabinets and or bath cabinets. We order new doors, different color, make them a little wider, a little taller to get rid of those goofy spaces. It makes it look European, get rid of your exterior handles, the exterior hinges, which look hideous. So it's a complete kitchen trick, and it's half the cost. I mean, literally thousands and thousands of savings to go with refacing versus rip out for... full cabinet rip out. So that's what we're doing here in Great Tampa Bay.
Well, and then also, what's like the good before and after photos you got?
Well, you're not going to see them, and either are your listeners, because we're radio.
No, we actually look what she's doing. We're on YouTube. There's a camera right there.
Oh, prime time.
Well, yeah, that's why.
I can go get some, and it's a...
No, I don't mean now, but like when you describe some of like stuff where before and after, like how you even marvel at yourself.
We take a picture. We take a picture before we start. We take a picture after. I've got about 20, 30 shots that I show people when I come out. And I come out and do the estimating. I'm not paying salesmen. I had a big contracting firm in the 2000s, and I had 11 salesmen, and oh my lord. So we do it simpler now, low overhead. I'm not a big highfalutin company. I have three employees. I'm one of them. I don't do the work my master carpenters do. And I'll show customers my before, my afters. You can see, and then I bring in samples, and they can feel and touch everything. And the good news is I'm A-plus rated at the Better Business Bureau, so I've got a spotless record. We love what we do. It helps feed my family, and you're going to get low overhead with a company like mine. So it's I don't have showrooms, salesmen. Our office is in my home, which I love. And it's just a situation where I can pass on tremendous savings on kitchen cabinet refacing and the countertops. If you have a Formica-style countertop, we put Wilson Art High Definition right over the top of it with a specialty edge. It looks great. It's half the cost of granite. Some people love granite. We don't do that. If I sell granite, I would have to charge 10% more, and I instruct people, just if you want stone, that's cool, go to a stone person. So we can take a kitchen that is 1970s, 1980s, and bring it up to 2022. So it's a niche market. I love it because it sells itself, and I don't have to sit there and sell.
Right. And you know, I have a you're real estate, right?
Yes.
So I have a lady named Sharon Vicanoni, right? Mm-hmm. A nice Italian lady. And what her thing is what she does is before someone sells a house, it's a new thing they're doing at mm-hmm. REMAX. And what she suggests they do is she gets them a loan to fix the house up to sell it. Have you heard of that new thing they're doing now?
Well,
I wish I could show you the ad. Maybe I'll have Tammy bring it in.
Well, what's interesting about
that? Tell me about that, Lee.
Well, I will tell you about that, and it's very interesting. To upgrade your kitchen, typical kitchen's going to cost you $12,000 to $25,000. If you use granite, $13,000 to $25,000, $14,000 to $20,000. We can go in there. So if you can redo your cabinets and get the cabinets done for $5,000, maybe six, maybe $4,500 to $6,000, and then we do your countertops for a little bit more, that's a justifiable trick in the home, because most people that walk into a home, if it's a dated kitchen, they're going to automatically want to take $20,000 off the asking price. So if you can, and let's face it, the kitchen is the heart of the home. It is the heart of the home. So if you can do that kitchen for $7,000, $6,000, go take yourself a nice sea cruise with the thousands and thousands of dollars you will save by doing cabinet refacing, and especially here at Swales Reface It. We've been here in Tampa Bay for 37, I've been here since 1966, so I'm triple board certified, but I've been contracting for 28 years. So you're definitely going to get a good bang for your buck. It's legitimate. I'm a triple board certified specialty contractor out of Pinellas County, and we just have a wonderful business. It's kitchen cabinet refacing, and it's awesome. What do you think?
I think you're doing a really great job. I want to ask you more about contracting. How long have you been into business?
28 years.
28 years? Okay,
since
that's wonderful.
1996. Since 1996. We started off as painting, Swales okay. painting. You have to spread a lot of paint, but we did exteriors. That was a great business, home improvement.
Okay.
And then I got into windows and sunrooms. That was a big business, and I had an aluminum contractor's license. So that was a big business. In 2008, though, we all took a whack in that business.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah. What made you want to start to get into contracting?
Because I thought it was a very viable, very economically sound business. There was a need. There was a niche to be filled.
Oh, wow. And, amazing.
I feel great about the business. If you can offer a home improvement at half the cost of rip out, Mm-hmm. And it's literally half the cost.
Okay.
That's, so it sells itself. Now, you're in the realty business, correct?
Yes, I'm a real estate agent.
Well, tell me a little bit about what your business is about.
Okay, I'm a realist. My name is Chandria George. I'm a real estate agent with Property Scholars. And I'm actually just getting to the real estate. I find that it was such a great business to get into because every, you know, the market here Florida, it's like going up. So I'm super excited about starting my real estate career in Florida. And I think I just did a really great job with finding the career that I wanted to. And I'm just getting started.
Yes, you are young, and that's great. That is great. And you're, you know, the real estate bit, well, we've got more people moving here from
exactly.
out of state. And a ton of people because of what's going on
right.
around the country.
Exactly.
And it's a great, you know, the real estate business did take a whack, like all of us did in 2008, 2007, 2008. But we've rebounded tremendously.
Right.
So you're in a great business. So when you talk to your customers, if you see a house that the kitchen is just really, really dated, or the floors are really dated, do you suggest to them that, hey, you can put a little bit of money in here?
Equity.
Yes.
Equity is exactly where it is these days. Like, you definitely have to put equity into your home so your home value can go definitely up.
Yeah, I agree, because I hear more people tell me if they call me for an estimate. So I'll go up, they say, we're selling our house. And I said, well, I understand. The first thing you got to remember is don't pay too much. You want to be able to get that home improvement. So what part of the house? Number one, painting a house will help.
Exactly.
Mulch in the front, do you concur? Would help. So you got mulch, you got like flowers, curb appeal. But then once you get in, if they start looking at everything bad, they're not going to get, that person selling that home is not going to get what they want unless they're underselling it. So you want to put a little bit of sweat equity into that home. And maybe sweat equity isn't the word, but do some home improvements. But you don't want to spend too much. And that's why a big part of my business is doing cabinet refacing. And I work for several realtors.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because it's cool, because it's half the cost. You're not telling them to be down for 2 months to wait for cabinetry, rip it all out to the suds, electricians, plumbers. And then new cabinets, they've gone crazy. And granted, so they're going to spend $15,000, $18,000. Why spend that kind of money when you can attain the same
exactly.
results with cabinet refacing? The only now, if the cabinets are falling apart, I mean literally falling apart, you don't want to reface those. But 99% of the kitchens I go into, if a bottom's out, we rip that out and put in a new plywood and laminated floor on the cabinets.
Awesome.
So we can fix stuff like that. If it's to the point where my men are going to be there so long and I've got to charge more money, I'll tell them you're almost better off spending a couple grand more.
Well, I think you are in the great business right now, because it's definitely, the housing market is definitely going up, and you are, I cannot wait to do work with you. I can't wait to recommend you.
That's awesome. That would be great. And you're in a great business as well, so we complement one another. It is awesome to be here with you today.
Right, networking. That's what I was going to say. Sharon was going to come in today, too, because I wanted her to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a mortgage broker guy that was going to come in today, Ray. That's what I asked her, and then he was in here. So I was going to do the home improvement housing show.
Sure. Good.
Right?
Well, I'm glad we came.
Yeah, I'm glad you came. And then bottom line is, the guy was driving down the road. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
And he got pulled over by a sheriff. So he just kept going. And then the sheriff, right out here, the sheriff pulled over and said to him, you know, why didn't you stop? But I'll tell you what, if you give me one good reason why you didn't stop, I'll let you go, because I get off in 15 minutes. And do you know what he said to the sheriff?
Mm-mm.
He goes, my wife left me 5 years ago for a sheriff, and I thought you were bringing her back to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you interview this young lady here about real estate, and let's see how you do.
Well, you know something? We were just talking while you were outside the studio, and she's telling me, do you ever have people say, well, I'm trying to sell my home, and I want to improve, and we talked about that. And like I said, it's half the cost to do kitchen cabinet refacing. I'm Gary Swales, and I'm the owner president of Swales Reface It. We are an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau. I'm a licensed triple board certified contractor. We were talking, and I think it's cool because more realtors will give their customers, and perhaps my customers, a way to sell the house, get the money they want from the home without putting too much in it. You'll be upside down if you put too, if you spend and rip the whole kitchen out, you're going to be upside down.
Correct.
In other words, you could get a little more money. You're going to have to wait longer. You don't want to put 15 grand in there. You want to put as little as possible. But now, we just don't put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
Right.
We take all the doors off. We order them a little wider, a little taller, to get rid of those funky little spaces in between at the base kitchen, the sink under the sink. We'll make those come together. So get rid of all the funky spaces. Get rid of the exterior hinges. Put Euro hinges on. Laminate the boxes. The key here is we sand and re-veneer or laminate the boxes to your color. And the most popular color now is white and grays. Well, we can do that.
Right.
Or if you want a little color, we can do that. So there's 40, 50 different colors. We can laminate existing countertops with it's half the cost of granite. So it's very cool.
Okay.
And working with a realtor would be awesome because I can give them the home improvements they want that's not going to take 2 months to do. Typical reface is about 3 days.
Right.
So we're in, we're out, we get paid, we move to the next customer.
Right.
So it is like really awesome, and it's great to be here today.
Why don't you ask her about some of the houses she has? Do you have some of the listings there?
Well, actually, yes. We, my brokerage, we're more primary surfer buyers, and our main goal is to build wealth for our clients. And as I can say that the market today, it's up 24% just last week on Tampa Bay Times for renting. So I encourage everybody right now to, you know, invest into, you know, assets, properties these days, because the rent is not going down. So I advise anyone to start home buying process. And like I said, that I am with Property Scholars, and based out of Tampa, Florida, but I'm specialized around the whole Florida. So I'm just here to help build wealth these days. That's what it is.
Very good. Build wealth.
Build wealth.
Right. And then what do you think about that? Like what you do, again, what he does is he builds equity.
Exactly.
Plus you have a nice house, right? Because it's nicer now.
You
enjoy it. But you also, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like anytime, like you say, there are buzzwords you can use in sales, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so do you want to buy or own? You want to own.
Own.
Right? So, like, do you want to sign a contract? Oh, Ray! How are you, buddy? You need insurance? It's Ray.
Okay.
Right.
So, I need him.
Yeah, so you already got a deal, Ray.
I need him.
I think that's Ray.
Ray's late.
No. but the thing
just
is...
Just kidding, Ray.
No, like... there's things you say that are buzzwords that get people, and I think the word for you guys, you know what the buzzword I would use for you and the buzzword I would use for
what
you?
What would you use?
Investment.
Investment. That's what it's about.
And I'll tell you something, you're going to get a better bang off your buck if you can get a home improvement done for half the cost of typical rip out. I say that it's a niche market because it's all about the money. We all want as much as we can get for as little as possible.
Exactly.
And it's the home improvement business is a just billion, many, I don't know. It's very big. Everybody gets home improvements.
And also buying a home at the low end, like at a low interest rate these days.
The interest.
Your credit is the main thing these days. And I push it on anyone that you have to get your credit together, because how I feel in the next few years, money isn't not going to be worth anything. Have you guys gotten into the cryptocurrency?
Yeah, but actually, Bitcoin's down.
Bitcoin, crypto.
But it's down. It's up 86% for the
year. Okay.
Because I have Bitcoin.
Okay.
But it's been down about 25% in the last month. I can show you.
Oh, wow. I would love to see it.
Because China now is not accepting Bitcoin. So what happens, that hurt the market. But I'm still up 86%.
Yeah, 86 points is 86 points.
Right. But it was at one point, it was up 240%, though.
That was crazy.
It was crazy. So anyhow, but yeah, I know, I get that. I had a guy here that does investors. His name is Otis, right? He's the only guy for USF that scored 2 touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
And scored 2 home runs and on the same team, and he played for USF. But he's an investor, right, for Schwab.
And, oh, amazing.
And, yeah, and I told him I was in Bitcoin. And he was like, yeah, that's good, but that's, you know, it's real risky, right? You know, it's true, it is, but it's done good for me.
Well, you're up 86 points. You're up 86 points. You can afford to lose a few points and not be crying the blues. And you can dump those anyway, can't you?
Yes.
Okay, well there you go.
That's
good. You just push a button and dump them. Actually, you do it on your phone. Right, so anyhow.
I think the strongest pillar of wealth these days, like I said, is real estate. You can never go wrong with real estate. You can never go wrong.
Did you ever watch The Wonderful Life?
I haven't. Tell me about it.
Yes, tell us about it, because I haven't.
Tell me about it.
It's James Stewart, right?
Okay.
And they make it like, what he did is, he was never able to leave the town. It was it was in the 50s that it was made. It's called The Wonderful Life. You remember Donna Reed?
Sure.
She was his wife, right? So James Stewart plays this character where he has to stay in the town to run this mortgage company to give people houses right in your area.
Right.
So, but Mr. Potter is a person that's really, he puts out shacks and he doesn't fix houses. So then he's like, he always wanted to leave the town.
Okay.
But he doesn't get to leave the town because his father passes away right when he's about to leave. So then what happens at the end is he goes, okay, well, he wanted to die. So then this angel comes and shows what would have happened if he didn't live.
Oh, wow.
And so then what happened is his brother drowned, right, in the ice rink, like on ice. He wasn't there to save him. There was a pharmacist that was going to give someone poison by mistake to a child because he was upset because his son got hurt.
Oh, wow.
He stopped him from giving him poison.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Oh, so she knows. Right,
sorry. But I remember the movie now, but it was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
I think it was
ago.
Way before my time.
Yes.
Not before. Well, when was it? When was that broadcast? In the 50s?
Maybe, the 40s or 50s.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm a 90s baby.
So, but I'm not done yet. No.
Okay.
So then at the end, he realizes how the town turned into Pottersville, where there were all shacks and all girly places, and it turned into like Satan's den.
Okay.
Like, because he wasn't there to keep everything going straight.
Okay.
But at the end, though, you're listening? This is the
we
most
are listening.
This is the most important part.
Are you? Yes.
I'm about to say.
Okay, we're going to be revealed.
I'm ecstatic.
Okay.
Yes.
So when a bell rings, the angel that comes back, when he gets his wings, the bell rings.
Ooh.
And that means an angel got his wings.
Okay.
And like James Stewart really didn't believe in God and all that stuff, but because of what happened, of course, he became a believer. So at the end, his uncle loses all this money, right? And they're going to put him in jail because his uncle lost the money. This is what threw him over the top. By mistake, he put it in an envelope and gave it to Potter, the mean guy. So the bank was going to arrest him for embezzling money. So what happens is, this is like, I cry at this point. So you ready? So then the Donna Reed goes around town collecting monies from everybody that he helped.
Okay.
And then they realize he puts the money on the table, and the whole town got together to save him from not going to jail.
Oh, wow.
And then the bell rings, because he has 3 kids there. And do you know what he says?
3 times.
You know what he says? It says in the thing, it says, the angel, Clarence, writes to him in a book, says, "The rich," because we're talking about wealth, "the richest man in the world is the one that has friends."
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
It's not about wealth, even though I get that. We're talking. It is important.
It's about generosity.
Right.
Speaking about, I'm sorry to cut you off, but Monday I gave, I went inside my closet and I gave away a lot of stuff for the new year. And I encourage everybody, if you have anything in your house that you don't want anymore, there's so many people that can use it these days. And I feel that's the best way, you know, generosity these days. Like, it is so, we're during a pandemic, and I feel like you have to give.
That is very true. One of our clients, actually, she's also a pastor. She's also our friend.
Awesome.
She takes donations, and she repurposes things to give to needy people. She actually works a lot with, like, single mothers.
Awesome. Like, I would love to get her contact, because it's just me.
Yes,
like,
her name is Tina.
Okay.
Her business is called Jacob's Tax Pros, and she's located in Dunedin, but I will give her number.
And she even started her own little church.
Oh, that's amazing. I have to go see her.
Yes, yeah, it's just a small church, like real small.
Okay.
But it's dedicated to helping the homeless.
Awesome. So
that's very cool.
Right.
Got to give back, baby.
Right. So real quick on something else, since I'm doing all the talking, and I get paid by the word, so I got to keep these words going. There was something I was going to say that was, if you look at purpose, like your purpose in life, right?
Okay.
If I said to you, what's your purpose? What's your purpose? What's the difference between a goal and a purpose, right? A goal is an accomplishment and it has a beginning and an end. But a purpose is ongoing and gives meaning to life. And how you do it is the tombstone, right? What do you want written on your tombstone? That he sold a lot of construction, made a lot of money?
Negative.
Do you want she sold a lot of houses and she was wealthy? Or how about this, for me at least? Or I'll actually do it for Ross. Ross helped many others achieve their goals. Ross did, right? Help many others achieve their goals, so Ross achieved his.
Thank you.
Okay.
Isn't that better?
Well, that's, you want to know something? You want to pay it forward. Always want to pay it forward. It's a wonderful feeling to pay it forward. Take care of your children.
Right.
So that's a
beautiful
thing.
That's another thing, too. But you know what? Okay. But, okay. So anyhow... So in closing, what would you guys like to say?
You know something, it's been a pleasure being on your show today. It's great. My demographic, I love my demographic, and I'm glad that I came on, because this particular demographic is who we serve, and we love doing what we do. Swales, we face it.
Right, and this young lady here, just to give you an example, if you don't mind me saying this.
Yeah.
We have a guy that does pressure washing. His name is Austin, right? He just came here. Look how young he is. Come over here so we can see a young man.
I think his name's Brian, but okay.
We'll is his name Brian?
Brian. Brian can sit right here. Thank you for having me.
What's your first name?
Are you Brian or Austin? Okay, never mind. You were right. I was
Austin.
Wrong.
Austin, let me give you an example of what happened. If you don't mind, stay here. Just listen to this. What happened was, and like Ray, who is it? You said you needed insurance?
Yes, I do.
So, but this is what I'm talking about, right?
Networking.
So networking, right? So then this, I can't even begin to tell you about her. She's one of those you just know the deal. This ain't her first rodeo.
Yeah. I'm a hustler from way back.
Oh,
sorry. I'm so sorry.
Boy, I hope you got the 7-second delay, do you?
Yes, we do, actually.
I love it.
He just...
And delay, do you?
Yes, we do, actually. He just... There you go. Anyhow, that was just a word. Do you know really how they came up with that word?
No. And it's silly. No, I don't want to know, because we're going to bury ourselves deep.
That's it. Let it go.
Well, we do... We, yes.
Well, wait a second, though. So what happened is the insurance... So what she did... So he just said the insurance and the networking, right? They got it, Ray? You're there?
Yes.
Ray's an all-time advertiser, too. Ray's been around. This
awesome.
Ain't his first rodeo, either. He knows. He's been in radio. He's been doing publications. Okay, so this is a man that, you know, this ain't his first rodeo. But what did this young lady say to you when you came in about getting pressure washing?
So immediately, she asked for her house to be pressure cleaned.
Right. So she immediately got a deal.
Awesome. He amazing.
By showing up. And because of you, though. Right? So then Ray walks in, and then this young lady says, hey, I need insurance. Ray sells insurance. Right? Then you said to her about real estate, hey, let's work together.
Sure.
And do you see it's networking?
Well, it is, and I'll tell you about pressure washing. It's amazing. My first contractor's license was painting. And so we would pressure wash. But I first started off pressure washing. Then I had people hire me just to paint stuff. But I knew if I wanted to be professional, I'd have to get a licensure, because you need licensure for painting. And it grew. It was really cool. But it started with pressure washing, which is very cool to do to a house.
Neat story. The first step you took.
Absolutely. I pressure washed. That's
so
what
do you ever need pressure washing? Maybe you can throw
some. Right.
There you go. I need a card for you.
Yeah, more business.
Don't talk about yourself, honey. Come on.
Back. Okay, hey, get Larry on the phone.
Right.
So she has a moving company.
Okay.
So this guy, she's going to help out. And we're going to interview Larry on the radio, which is a friend of yours.
Yeah, Jason, yeah.
No, Larry. Oh, Jason.
The missing.
Okay.
The Austin was because of Jason.
That's right. Yeah. So now there's a moving company. Yes. Okay.
I just want to let you know, thank you for having me today. Like I said, I'm a real estate agent. I'm a real estate agent with Property Scholars, and we specialize in development. We definitely have a lot of different listings and a lot of different opportunities. If you go on propertyscholars.com, you can see all the opportunities that we have, and I can definitely assist.
Some questions about insurance.
No. Okay.
You too.
Okay. And I'm definitely here to help out anybody that needs help with real estate needs and... Especially for investments.
I mean, the real estate market is so tough right now in our area.
It is.
So what does that look like in your business?
Well, it has a lot of ups and downs. It's more of a seller's market right now. Right. So it has its ups and downs.
Right.
You know, we're just hanging in there. That's for the off.
I bet you're dealing with a lot of broken hearts, though, right?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. So it's just...
So, and we have you. You do.
I primarily do Medicare insurance. I'm part of that market, so
right.
I don't like helping folks.
So is Medicare insurance like your primary thing that you do? So like people over like
do you
what
home
age?
Rental insurance?
I'm licensed for life and health. And
okay. Oh, I need you.
Okay.
I can definitely recommend you to a lot of people.
Super. But yeah, I live in Tarpon Springs. We're mostly retirees up there, so it's a pretty good part of the world for me to live and work in.
So I do hair replacement pieces.
Thank you.
So it's a whole like such a niche market. It's hard to communicate what it is that you're doing to people, right? Because we don't do like if you're looking for like a fashion wig to go to a party, we are not your person. But if you have a little spot on the back of your hair where you're missing a piece of hair, come see me. I'm your girl. It's amazing the work that we can do, you know? So I guess a lot of what this is when we come and do this on Thursdays is marketing and get to know people.
Right.
And being able to help each other, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that really what the
we
whole
all have each
all
other.
About?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We.
Yep. We got Jesus on the line. Can somebody introduce Jesus, you there?
Jesus.
Yeah. Hi.
You do the beds, right? Tell us, one of you guys interview, can you interview Jesus? He does beds and manufactures beds at a low cost. So since he manufactures the beds himself and does it all himself in a warehouse,
so can, Jesus, okay, sorry to interrupt you, Brian. Okay, but so Jesus, do you like literally manufacture the beds, or do you just like work with the company that puts them together?
No,
how does all this work? Tell me everything.
We are manufacturing. We are. Getting product from another company too, like name brand, and
right.
We offer any custom mattress that people need from Florida, complete around the area. We will be able to make it anything that they need.
So, like pretty much, like anything you can dream of in a mattress, you can produce it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so where are you located at, and how can I get in contact with you?
We are at 2255 Starkey Road, and we got there.
Starkey Road? Starkey?
Yes.
Oh, that's very close to my house. I would love to come see you, actually.
All right, anytime. And we got two factories. One of them is for all new mattress, and we also recycle mattress and refurbish.
Okay, so do you do anything but mattresses or just the mattresses?
We got some furniture too. We work for with 1-800 Hulet. They bring out all the stuff that they collect, and we buy them from them and give them the people that they need, like a low price. Bedroom sets or headboards.
So if I'm going up Starkey, how can I find you? Because I'm thinking of 2250 Starkey, where that's going to be at.
It's right in the corner by Ormerton Road and Starkey. It's Trampton's gas station right in the corner and across the street from the Budweiser building there was before.
Okay, yeah, I know that space. I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, awesome. Well, that's exciting. I would love to be able to get a custom bed and have something that's, you know, just perfect for what my family is. So then we have Austin over here.
Hey, guys, this is Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing here. This is my first time here on the air live, streaming from the Tampa Bay area. So what we do is strictly pressure clean exterior surfaces over in the Tampa Bay area. Residential, commercial cleaning. We do building siding, roof cleaning, tile, shingle roofs.
So Austin was here for like 2 minutes and I was like, my house is a mess. I don't want to go into 2022 like this. And so I've already booked with Austin. And so I think that'd be a great idea if you did too. What's your number, Austin? Where can they reach you at?
So you guys can reach me at 727-612-8123.
Awesome.
Just give me a call and I'll give you that free quote, licensed and insured in the state of Florida, and ask for more details.
All right, excellent. So let's talk a little bit more about insurance. So let's talk about the Medicare insurance, because I think that's we're talking about a limited market, right? We're just talking to people who are over like 63, right?
65.
So how does all that work? Because I know you're going into being 65 and, you know, that's something you have to deal with. So what does that look like?
Well, you, as you age into Social Security at 65 also, you start getting your Part A and Part B of Medicare. Part B you have to pay for. Next year the government's going to charge you $170 to have Part B. Part B is what covers your doctors. Part A is hospital coverage. The problem with just having straight Medicare is that Part A, anytime you're in a hospital, you have to pay about $1,600 for one day. These plans just about eliminate all of your costs, very low copays. With Part B,
is there an initial sign-up fee, though? Like, if people call you, should they be worried about a sign-up fee?
No, not at all. Just about everything I sell is free.
Okay, awesome.
And I'm paid by the insurance company, so there's no commission or anything to fool with. But
okay, great. So how can people reach you? How would they contact you?
Well, usually by phone. I'm at 727-804-8635. And
how can people find you online? Is there a web address? Or?
No, I don't currently have one.
It's in process. So just the phone number. So
yeah, just real quick. I want to ask a question. Jose, you still there?
Yes.
Jesus, I mean. Let me ask, and Jason. See, we got Jason on too, and
Jason.
Jesus.
Do we have Jason?
Yeah, we'll just ask Jesus or something. Why is it that you give the best deal for beds?
Well, for the last 4 years, I find that we really got about the economic over here in Florida, and I try to get the best deals for people that they really need stuff, really low price.
But would it be, you manufacture your own beds, you're a factory.
Yes.
Would you say that has a thing to, because you cut out the middleman? In other words, people deal directly with the factory, they're going to get a better deal.
Yeah, that's why. When they deal with me, they will get a better deal because we manufacture and we then sell it to the stores that we sell. We provide them whatever they need and a low price.
Right, so they can go to the store and pay an overhead and all that other stuff and a commission that the owner needs to make a profit, which is nothing wrong with that. Or you can deal directly with the factory, cut the middleman out the store, and deal directly with you and get a better deal.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's like if you go to the to any other place and try to buy something straight from the factory, it's cheaper than what you buy from the store. So don't forget that they have to make commission or whatever, and I would reduce that commission to make the people happy too and helping them.
Well, and how can people get in touch with you, Jesus?
It's 727-639-2627. That's my number, or my wife's number, which I mean she handle my calls too, is 727-418-8971. And I will be happy to help any other that they need.
And I'm going to guess, Jesus, and you want to know, I don't know this, but I bet you have 5 children. How many children do you have?
No, I only got 2.
Oh, okay, I was wrong.
But you're busy, Jesus.
Because my wife was married before and she got 2.
So I was wrong, 4. So technically you're responsible for them too, you know?
Exactly. And I'm responsible for all the stuff that I do.
That's right.
So I will be responsible for my wife and my family.
And we're all children of God, so we're all responsible for each other, really.
Yes. And also, what I want to tell you is my company is a family company.
That's what I was trying to get. That's why.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to get across. I was trying to get across your family, yeah, with 4 kids, 2 that are yours, but 2 your other you're responsible for. That's 4 children.
You know, all of
your
them
wife answers the phone. You manufacture your own stuff in an industrial area. So if people really want to support the local family business, go directly to Jesus. And then 2627. I can remember that. What's the first 3 numbers?
There's 2255 Starkey Road, and the phone number is 727-639-2627.
Okay, great.
Or any feed that they need, we help them with them.
Yeah, we also put out a printed magazine we like to come talk to you about. We do it from 38th Avenue North all the way up to Tarpon Springs, and it's a printed magazine, and we're going to come talk to you about that. Is that okay?
Anytime, yeah, you just let me know. I have two places, and
where's the second location?
It's right in there too. I mean, it's in the same land, but it's one in the front place, and the other one is in the back.
Okay,
so
very good.
When you come, you will see. It's nothing, you know, like fancy or something, but it's something that we work and make product to help people and working together.
Right. I'd rather have, as long as the bed has quality to it, because you do stand behind it, you give it a warranty.
My word, and always when I tell people I'm responsible for what I do, and anything that they're not comfortable, I will answer again right away for them.
Right. So it's just information for you.
Okay. Do you do adjustable beds?
I do adjustable beds too. I do normally the adjustable frames. We don't have it in stock, but we can order for you on really low price and any size that you need. For companies that you think that they will do better enough, it will be nothing different from them. You will have good quality with a less price. My price, it's what we talk for me. We always low price.
Definitely. We've actually bought some mattresses from John Joe's over in Largo, and they are awesome. We still have them, and they were a great price, better than everybody else's price. Thank you so much, Jesus. If you want to hold on just a moment, we're actually going to do a promo for a couple of our new clients. So, guys, you like to golf, Ray?
I have a feeble back right now.
Oh,
my husband's an avid golfer.
Well,
so give me what it is.
All right. Well, one of our brand new clients, and they have a beautiful course at Mainlands Golf Course over at 9445 Mainlands Boulevard West in Pinellas Park. And if you guys want to give them a call, if you want to set up a tee time or check out what they have going on, you can call them at 727-577-4847. That's
Mainlands Golf Course in Pinellas Park. And then I would like to do another promo for another one of our new clients. They are actually right across the street from us over here at the studio. It is Hatchet Hangout. The newest, latest thing going on is axe throwing. It's actually so much fun, and they have a brand new place right across the street from us here at the studio at 709 North Myrtle Avenue here in Clearwater. You guys got to check it out. You can have some cocktails, bring your friends. They have birthday parties. They do all sorts of things there.
Do they have a liquor license? Can you get cocktails there?
You can.
Okay.
Yes.
We were wondering about that. Okay.
Yes. You can
getting
actually
drunk and throwing hatchets. That sounds like a good time.
That's Hatchet Hangout, 709 North Myrtle Clearwater.
That's it. And then also, too, Blue Sake. Tell us what you thought of the food out there from Angie. And I say this, too, because, like, you ever say something to someone? Like, she's been doing business with me for over 25 years. And it's a client of mine that I fell in love with as a person, right? There's no one nicer. You want to talk about helping out people and just caring about people? And she doesn't even care what other people think, because she gets yelled at a lot of times for giving too much. But look at how she's blessed. She has a very successful restaurant. She owns a bunch of, matter of fact, she owns a bunch of property too, right? Houses and stuff. But people will get mad at her because she's constantly giving. Her name's Angie, and she owns Blue Sake. It's a Thai sushi bar. It's right there at 14.
Can you that do was awesome.
Yeah,
that
no,
food
the food
is great.
Was really, really good. Really good. And I am a foodie and kind of a particular, I would say it, but I already got censored one time, so I'm very particular, and the food was very, very good. I will definitely be going to see her, for sure.
I love it.
So, is Jason on?
Let's get Jason in.
Let's get Jason in. Where's Jason at?
Jason is here.
Hey, Jason. So we are so happy to have you involved in this. So, you know, you have sometimes some little jobs you have to have moved. Like you have a bed that's got to get moved from maybe, in my case, because I'm old, your house to your daughter's house and some furniture. And there's who do you call for that, right? So Jason's the guy for that. He does small moves, right, Jason? Can you tell us about what you do, Jason?
Yeah, sure. So, by the way, we do floor moves and assist on moves as well, locally and long distance. So we do residential apartments, complexes, offices, anything required to need to be moved. Home deliveries. We also do installation, installs,
okay,
pods, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, it seems like right now, like the really hard thing to find right now is people who can just like move a piece of furniture for you, right? So is that something that your company is capable of, or do you only do large moves?
Oh, we do everything. We do gun safes, we do pianos, simple stuff, antique furniture, and like I said, we do 4 or 5 beds. Anything that you have that you won't move, we have the trucks and the equipment to get it done.
Okay, great. And are you licensed and insured, Jason?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. And how can people contact you?
If you want to give me a call, you can call me at 813-448-8044. Or you can get me on the website at www.fantasticmoversllc.com.
Okay. All right, fantastic. That's great. Is there anything else you want to tell us about your company, Jason?
Yep, that's all, really, basically. If you go on the website, you can check us out. We have honest workers who have over 15, 20 years of experience in moving. And like I said, we do have quality and
Well, great. I know. I have some things right now I need to call you about. There's some smaller moves, but just some stuff that I have to get from like a point A to point B, and you don't want to do it yourself. Jason's your guy that you call, right? You know, you're going to make that happen to make sure it's safe and convenient and all the everything gets there, right?
The Tampa, St. Pete, and Clearwater area.
So. Okay. All right. Wonderful. Okay, well, wonderful. Thank you so much, and we look forward to working with you.
And as usual, have a fantastic day, guys.
You too. All
right, take care, Jason.
All right, bye-bye.
Somebody else.
All right, so back with Taylor Pressure Washing. This is Austin Taylor here live on the air. We just want to distribute what we do practically. So what we do is residential and commercial cleaning in the Tampa Bay area. So any green mold, algae, anything that needs to be cleaned, exterior surfaces, please give us a call at 727-612-8123. We have 50 gold five-star reviews on Google. We are licensed and insured, and we are growing and well-operated company.
And you know, Austin, you have really, literally, like the greatest radio voice ever, right?
Isn't that
like
right?
You missed your calling. Your voice is fabulous.
It's the golden voice on
it's
the golden mic,
voice.
Right?
You are the golden voice.
And so, he's got a good smile.
So you're back to Lori. I have the wig shop, and it's not. You know, I think saying a wig shop, it's a little bit hard to identify myself because saying I have a wig shop is a little bit of misnomer, right? So what I do is like the missing little piece for your head, right?
Understood.
Right. So you have a little bald spot in the back of your head. Come see me. No one will ever know that it happened. No one will ever know that you were there. Makes it a little tough to get reviews, but given that I have 63 five-star reviews on Google, and I think about the same on Facebook, but you know, things that people like don't really want to share with friends. It's not like you come and see me and you're like, I want to tell everybody I fixed my hairpiece. You know,
not too many referrals
it's
on your
not,
end, correct?
It is really not.
People come to you strictly,
right?
Just for what their needs are.
Exactly.
Understood.
Right. So it makes it a little tough, but anyway, I can definitely help you with whatever your needs are for you know, if your hair's thinning or whatever it is. Just come see me. Come check it out. We'll see what you're working with, and I'll let you know, like, very honestly and maybe brutally sometimes, because that's just who I am, what you need. And in my shop, it's me and my daughter, and we have two other people that work with us. And anyway, you can call us at 727-600-2249, and we're on West Bay Drive in Bel Air.
Very good. And then end the conversation, let Ray talk about Blue Sake, the food that's here, Angie, who I love, who I consider my favorite customer of all time. So this is just the truth. I don't say that. How many times have I said that on the air to anybody? Huh?
I'm like really looking to take Angie's spot, okay? I'm just saying.
Okay. But anyhow, go ahead. It's Ray. Tell us the insurance company you are from, and then also tell us about Blue Sake.
I'm with Ray Roth's Insurance, surprisingly enough, and I'm an independent agent. I represent over 10 companies, so I can get you with insurance plans your doctors like and treat your best for prescriptions. And Blue Sake is the best Thai sushi place around, and it's just off 1425 State Road 580 in Dunedin in the Subway Plaza. I was just by there. Son of a gun. And I didn't have my free lunch coupon.
Thank you very much, Ray. Closing out here, this is Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing. And if you need exterior cleaning services for your home or business, please give us a call for your free quote today. 727-612-8123. 727-612-8123.
Blue Sake Thai Sushi Bar. Angie, she's the best. You want every, and by the way, all the stuff is fresh cut. You go in the back, it's fresh cut carrots, fresh cut mushrooms. Everything is fresh, nothing canned. Blue Sake in
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade.